AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Drag Race. Tonight's host is Kenny Harrison. Joining Kenny will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Courtney Stewart, DJ Jesse Janity, Christina Beatty, and Cameron Marston. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Drag Race news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kenny Harrison.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, and we are on episode 11. And tonight's episode was full of drama, full of queens, and full of hair. As the mini challenge and the main challenge dealt with hair.
Which hair was interesting. Everywhere.
Hair was everywhere.
Some inappropriate places.
Well, it's Drag Race, so what else are you gonna do?
True that.
Don't hate Courtney.
They said Merkin, and I was excited.
You get excited over just the littlest little things.
I know, it's the little things.
Why is that?
Because this is your. It's the little things that matter.
The little things that matter. Okay, yes. Well, let's just get right into it. We started with the mini challenge, which was the headpiece challenge. The queens were allowed to take pieces from the gay beach scraps. And they all made headpieces. And I just think it was just very hilarious what they came up with.
Shangela.
Okay. Since you broke them all, let's just go ahead and jump into it.
I mean.
Can we call her Shangie?
Shangie. 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 Shanky. Janky mess. Why? Why was the parrot humping the whale or whatever? And I just.
I thought it was classic.
I thought it was so absurd.
I thought it was, well, you know what? I give her credit. I mean,
she
did the best she could with what she was working with.
Wait, but did y'all think she was, that was the worst out of all the hip?
I think Yada Sophia was awful.
But Yada sold her.
She did sell it.
Like, I don't even know what she said, but I was like, what are you doing?
By the way, it's like, I didn't understand anything she said the entire episode. So, I mean, this is nothing out of the ordinary when it comes to Yada Sophia.
It was.
So Raja had the lobster, the crab.
The crabs.
And then Alexis Mateo, she had whatever she had on her head. And
I don't even remember
well,
her.
She had the
deflated something
and
on her forehead.
It was,
oh, yeah. It was like the dolphin and then weird. Yeah. And it was like floating and she was.
Know. But, you know what? Given the time frame that they have and what they have to work with, I understand like the lack of creativity or the lack of. You know,
how can you understand
execution.
It?
Execution, exactly.
Raja's looks pretty amazing.
It's lobster couture.
Actually, and I actually like Manila's.
I was going to say, the big floppy tree.
Yeah. Which was good. She did the best what she was working with. So, Raja wins again.
Of course.
And Shangie got the, she got a good joke out of RuPaul, so. I thought I found it very funny.
Oh, Shangela, you country bird. I don't know.
So, moving right along, so they do the mini challenge, Raja wins, and now we're going into the main challenge, which is you have to make three different wig concepts for three different looks. You had that classic look.
Oops.
And we had the modern red carpet look, mm-hmm. and then the fantasy extravaganza look.
That's a pretty exciting like challenge. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the idea.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah. And then obviously we had a little twist at the end.
Yeah.
After they figured out that the wigs that they were going to do after they did all the work, RuPaul dropped a big bomb on them.
Wear your hair.
You're going to wear the hair. I thought it was a good concept. I like the surprise element because it keeps the queens in their toes.
On their toes, doing interesting and innovative things, which they did.
Yeah, so the workroom was full of drama. God bless Yara Sophia. She's just
Do you think she really is trying to distract?
Just
being retarded. Ridiculous.
I think she was being a distraction because, when all was said and done, she came out. I thought she looked amazing. So yeah. I think she knew exactly what she was, doing. It was just hilarious the way it all came across. I mean,
brushing her wig.
Yeah. I thought that was classic.
That was
brushing
great.
The hate out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then what's his name? Manila?
Manila.
Like, who wants to kill a queen? That was the best.
And this is the first time I've actually seen Raja get like a little, just
agitated.
Annoyed with someone else. So,
I would have been annoyed.
Yeah.
You're tired. Like, they're in the final stretch and all this work, and now you got to make a wig outfit.
Well, we don't know the splicing sequences. So, if she's already talked to RuPaul and RuPaul's put that pressure on her.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see something amazing.
With Roger.
You have some Boricua thing chirping in the back of your head the whole time.
Do you think, I'm sure they do, they don't show it. Yeah, so.
Roger, Yara is.
But that was funny. I just thought it was hilarious.
It is funny, and she's like jumping up on tables and was fighting with her mannequin and melted her hand to her mannequin.
Oh, whatever she was doing.
Oh, ridiculous.
I thought it was.
Hilarious.
Which is funny because, like you said, she looked amazing when she came out, and I was really wondering what the hell, was she doing anything?
Yeah.
She was all over the place.
It didn't look like she did any work.
Yeah.
She was just being silly.
Yeah.
Obviously. And
she fooled us.
I'm using me in the process. So, so we get to the actual main stage, and the queens came out each one by one, and we could go through each one of them, but I just want to just. My favorite, and I don't think they really appreciated it as much as I did, was Manila. The judges, yeah. I think the judges didn't appreciate her looks the way, like, I felt. The classic vintage look, I thought it was, it was okay.
A little shaky.
It was a little shaky.
The white wig with the curls.
Yeah, but I liked her red carpet gown with the ponytail wig. I love that. And that was, what do you have to say? Go ahead and say it.
It was nice. That's the one that was compared to Jennifer Love Hewitt, correct?
Yes.
With the tiara. No.
No? Mm. Why? You have to. I thought it was cute.
First of all, what do we always say about Jennifer Love Hewitt on the red carpet? You're trying too hard. It's not quite there. Why would you ever want to channel that for your red carpet look? I mean, if he was going to go for Audrey Hepburnish. It should have been Audrey. It shouldn't have been Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I thought that was the best way to explain it. It was Jennifer Love Hewitt as Audrey, and that's why it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, I appreciated it.
Boo.
Okay. Lying. Whatever.
You just
why are you
long
hating?
Ponytail weave.
Oh, I probably can
so
put
you
it
can
off.
Whip your hair back and forth.
This is what I do in the privacy of my own home.
Hey, I'm not mad at you.
I get my beach towel, wrap it in a ponytail, and whip it back and forth.
Dirty, don't want to know that. but can you explain to me what happened to, I apologize, I was a little out of it, but Shanji, honey, what happened to her Diana Ross wig?
I was expecting that.
Where did that go?
Well, she talked about how looking over at Yara Sophia.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't appreciate that she was being,
she was biting her image. So she came out as Barcelona. Matador.
Yes, but what I didn't understand. Was that period?
Well, it was her classic vintage
classic
look.
Classic what, though? Like, was that, like...
It was her...
I'm a 30s...
It was her take on how to be...
Yeah. Wife?
I like the fan. That did it for me.
I didn't get it.
Shame. Yo, it was better than... What's the other one who wore the red carpet dress?
Alexis Mateo.
Yeah, at least she was put together.
But my thing is like someone mentioned about her body and she was padding it earlier in the episode, and yeah. I didn't understand. I think she has a nice figure, but
I think she's a little tubby and tubby in the man way.
Meaning
so
tubby.
It was just tubby.
Like too
and
much
so she
fat
was
burger.
Trying to give her some hips. Kenny, we're not talking about fat burger.
This
My dinner was over there. It was a freaking Robex smoothie.
Oh.
Jerk face.
Oh, applause to you.
Whatever.
Watching those hips, huh? Hips don't lie.
I don't watch my hips. I think my hips are great.
Oh,
but thighs are another story.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't understand. I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about Alexis Mateo's dress.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about
her body.
She was trying to give herself some like hips so it would balance out the tubby belly. But then why did the red carpet dress have like fluffy angular things on, like the ruffles or whatever that was?
Well, this is Alexis Mateo we're talking about. Yeah. So there are a lot of things that she does that I don't understand.
But I kind of like the like crazy fantasy fluffy skirt
thingy that she had on.
It was a circus idea.
It was
all right.
Like Phantom of the Opera.
I didn't understand it though. And the hair. Well, I know it's fantasy, but you know. Whatever.
I don't know.
Moving right along. So Raja came out. Her first look was the 60s look, which was absolutely fantastic.
It was pretty dead on.
I thought it was cute.
I was like, bitch, you're fucking
And being a... Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. Her legs are great.
This is a G-rated show, okay?
G-rated? After last week, this is much cleaner than last week's episode, I must say.
Well, because we're not talking about me and tucking my manhood.
Not yet, big
daddy. Well, this is the only... Say that again.
Courtney's tired because during Dancing with the Stars, she was letting it loose.
I heard you were laying it down.
I'm a little loose lipped right now. Dude, I've been up all like day. I can't even speak anymore.
And she's running off juice.
No.
I'm running off Robex because nobody will give me a freaking hamburger.
Someone call Fatburger. Jesse, call Fatburger for this girl.
I'd be so much more energetic if I could freaking have a burger.
You want some Fatburger, don't you?
I do want some Fatburger and some French fries, but I'm not allowed to eat after 8 o'clock anymore. So
you hurting for
I'm
real.
I'm painting. Like I'm like, how are you gonna tell me I can't eat after 8 o'clock when I don't even go to bed till like 4 a.m?
Oh really?
How does that work?
Why are you gonna make you hate AfterBuzz?
What am I supposed to do?
Like until 2 a.m.
Jeez. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about
it's all about you.
The
honey.
Drag race. Well, I mean, I'm not talking about your life. But,
well,
we're talking about AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
But
so back to Raja, her 60 yes. look,
very
fantastic.
Cute. Loved it.
Her blonde wig, I thought it was risky.
I thought it was amazing and like
I love that.
You know what, when you think, and I think Santino said or one of the other judges mentioned that when you do a red carpet, her look does not say anything red carpet.
The dress was pretty lame.
But
I wouldn't
so
give
believable,
it my
list. At least.
Yeah.
So believable.
She sold it. Like yeah. She walked that runway better than Giselle does any day. So
she's a prodigy of
excuse
the
me,
supermodel. Drake. What's her name? Tyra Banks.
Get it.
And that's good for her. But then her her cotton candy dress, I absolutely loved.
Me too.
I thought it was
favorite.
I wasn't
that excited about it.
I it was weird.
There were some pieces on it, or that was the wig.
Well, it was the wig. It was like there was like a ball coming out of it, and then
that kind of threw me. I like the colors.
You're thrown easily though.
No, I'm just tired this week. You wait till next week when I take my vitamins.
Sure. You should have taken your vitamins today.
I did. I took one.
Mm-hmm. But just think about the concept. They're using a glue gun with tired wig hair.
Tired
and
wig
their
hair.
Skin.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's a challenge.
No, I get it. That's why I liked it.
It's like Project Runway.
Yeah.
But better.
So I thought Manila's look, her fantasy look was the best. But Raja's 60s did it for me. So...
Raja's 60.
Well, you know, it helps that she can stomp. She stomps the runway. You can sell anything.
Oh, she works
the runway.
It was clean. It was clean cut.
True that.
Okay, so.
Wait. The 60s with the little glasses looking like the sexy.
The beehive.
Her goldie hawn.
Everyone liked that?
I loved it.
It was 60s.
No love, Jesse? No?
Out of all the looks she had, I got to say that one. Even the dress wasn't really fitting. It looked like she kind of took like my grandmother's picnic table.
I thought it
I like the dress because it was very authentic 60s.
And I think
she did something
different.
She fit the era.
Yeah, she did it. And the pumps, she noted the new pumps were wonderful. It was all legs all day. She got it right on.
All right.
But it wasn't that exciting. It was a little beat.
I thought it was. I enjoyed it.
But I like how they said she looked natural, like, yeah, in that one, and that was very true. She, yeah, looked very pretty, yeah, very non-made up. And
it was Coco Han.
Very, yeah, nice.
So, save the best for last. Shangela.
Ew, way.
So her first look was Barcelona. We've already talked about that. No one liked it.
Which didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well,
but it was Barcelona buried under a plantation. Right. Dress, right?
Out of, yeah, everything she did.
Yeah. Yeah. Scarlett O'Hara's curtain.
And then, and then we moved
on. Not even her curtain, because she's in the slave quarters.
And then we moved on to
She borrowed the bedspread.
Okay, Scarlett O'Hara.
They didn't
O'Hara.
Have those either.
No. Watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. Please.
Someone get her a burger, please. She needs some protein.
Anyway, so Shangela.
Her modern look was the
explain it right now, because they were like, first of all, they're amazing with their sound bites, where how they like don't actually give the critique, they just take them all and throw them in
together,
there. And
yeah.
What the hell? I can't even, and I want to root for you, Shangela, because you are a mess and it's funny and it's whatever, but. Diane Carroll,
yeah,
slash what the F, what were you doing?
Yeah.
What is
the wig, you know, from the front view, it was cute. And then she turned around the back.
Oh, called God. It a wedge.
Yeah. And then RuPaul said something about she looked like she had a bump in it or something.
And I love when Santino, I think it was Santino, like said that you look at it one way and then 1 minute, and then nobody's going to stop you and ask who wears your dress and who did your hair. Because I'm like, you did it yourself. Yo, Shangela, why are you on the show?
She's trying, though. Fantasia brought up a good point. Fantasia said, you know what? Shangela reminds me of myself.
Oh, when, is that a good
when
thing?
When no one believed in me.
Okay.
Someone
well,
all.
The difference is Fantasia
all just wasn't good enough.
Fantasia could actually sing and blow, so she had a talent. Shangela, your talent is making raggedy wigs.
I thought she gave it a great effort, though.
I didn't.
Oh, but
well,
we got.
I didn't hate on her last look, though. Oh, right? I was like, because at first, when there was only one horn, I was like, okay, I don't get it. I was confused. But then she made like three. So it was kind of like a crown of horns. So it wasn't that bad. And she like twisted a little braid. Come on, it was not. It was kind of like warrior princess.
It was creative.
Jesse, what did you say about her her fanny pack?
Oh.
No, she had
her braided fanny pack.
Braided hair fanny pack.
That's right.
Which apparently I found out today from somebody.
That would be me. Fanny packs are coming back. Fanny packs are coming. Very on trend for
Shangela's
up. Spring.
Shangela's on point when it comes to her fashion, apparently.
Really?
No, she did give me some Princess Leah.
Yes. Well, see, but that's why I kind of liked it, because she at least said, like, her interest was sci-fi. So, okay, that communicated sci-fi. Like, I feel like she was communicating what she wanted. She had her little gold crown. I don't know what you would
really,
call it.
But really, the hair axe?
But it was, like, I think of all the looks, I actually was quite okay with the last one, or the fantasy one the best. Except that, well, the outfit is another whole story.
Yeah, but.
Well, I guess, wait, was we it was about the outfit?
Well, we can talk about the outfit, too. Because, I mean, it was supposedly made out of hair.
All of it was made out of hair.
Hair, butt flap, and cross flap. Like, I don't understand.
It's extended pubic hair.
I will say, great booty.
It nice was like booty,
a
yeah.
nice cup.
Yeah.
Go her. But I didn't get it. I was.
I think that was the whole purpose. It was a fantasy. I mean, it was your own interpretation of your fantasy extravaganza.
But so knowing that, if you know that that's your last look,
you would
change it up.
Do something.
Yeah.
Like how?
Like, it looked like that was a leftover.
But like she goes this big crown like of horns, right? And then we get like a sash of crotch cover of hair. Like she didn't like bring it with an outfit. If you were gonna go all out with the crazy, because the horns, come on, it was kind of crazy.
But again, we're asking somebody without style.
She has no style
to kick in.
That's sad.
She has talent though.
She needs a vitamin B boost.
Vitamin B boost.
She needs B12 shots and some other things.
All right, so that was the main challenge. They had special guest Fantasia as a judge, as well as Mr. Wayne Brady.
Mm-hmm. Wayne, honey.
I thought that was very interesting to have him on the show. We love you, Wayne.
Wayne. Honey.
I want to say, when I was in New York, I had gone out and actually saw Wayne at this little special little party. Mm-hmm. And he confirmed every rumor that I've ever heard.
Really?
Of Wayne.
Really?
Yes.
Like,
he showed up with a bunch of white women and wasn't interested with any of them and more interested into dancing around their husbands.
Gotcha.
Wayne has a very nice girlfriend, Robin. I have nothing else to say.
Can we have a moment of silence for Wayne Brady? No.
Wayne has a beautiful daughter. I believe her name is Miley.
Yes, his daughter is gorgeous. Ex-wife is lovely, but I think there's probably a reason why she's the ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, that's his business.
Hey, I'm not mad. He recognized the booty.
And you know what? He sure did.
He was like, is it wrong? No, it ain't.
Oh, and they totally clocked Eddie Murphy. Oh,
they sure did.
I felt bad. I felt bad.
I mean, did you really?
Not really.
Why would you feel
that? That was funny,
though.
Come on now. That was hilarious. I loved it, though. So, those were the judges. We can go through their critiques, but... So Yada Sofia wins the challenge. I was actually surprised. I didn't think that she was gonna win.
She scootled her way in.
She definitely scootled her way in.
Scorpion poodled her way in.
Because I was like, I'm looking back and I'm like, Modern Outfit was the like Rihanna side.
Rihanna, yeah.
Home over.
Yeah.
Was she really the best? I kind of like Manila.
That's what I thought. I could have sworn Manila was going to win the challenge.
Even though Manila, I think she screwed up with the period wig because she should have really made it all like 18th century weird curls.
She should have taken the necklace off. She should have taken out
the necklace.
Taken the fringe off the dress, just make it a clean cut dress.
Yeah.
She was actually very pretty. I thought she was pretty.
She had done that updo, the Audrey Hepburn updo for real and not that janky ponytail.
Well, she also, at the last minute, that came... last minute because she didn't have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just, all right, I'm just going to put on my makeup and whatever
happens,
happens.
That's why she lost.
You call it mugging, remember? Mugging.
But
it was mug.
Okay.
So, but you don't think Raja was better?
I think she was slightly better, but I think for her to win every challenge, people are going to say, oh, well, you know.
Did you think Raja was better, Courtney?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about it now. I guess I feel like she probably lost based on her outfits more than the hair.
Right. But it was a hair challenge, you know?
And then, okay,
Backtrack now. Let's take this backwards. Courtney, have you ever worn a wig?
Yeah.
Really?
So have you worked with a wig?
Not like really worked with a wig.
Their wigs. That's not an easy thing to do.
Hell no.
And so she razor cut her wig. Not only did she have to clean that mess up, she razor cut her wig. That's not an easy thing to do.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, look at Shangela.
Why would you compare it to?
Well, because
you're saying that the challenge was
hair.
To work with the wig,
yeah. Right?
And if that she were
worked
the case,
that wig,
she did. Because razor cutting anything ain't easy to do it well.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Regardless of the fact that she, you know, she's in that industry, makeup and hair. But that's to her benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't knock her because she's doing what she does best.
Well,
Kenny.
Okay.
So
well,
she should have won.
Me.
Hello. You know, and she can stomp. I mean, let's keep it real.
Yo, the walk in the modern look, that alone should have won.
Well, it did.
I mean, obviously.
Because we all agree that the dress probably wasn't the best.
Yeah. No. I think they were harsh when somebody said Miley Cyrus dress. I was like, dang, it ain't that bad.
It was bad enough,
but
though.
It was
better
was
than Alexis
bad.
Mateo's, that pink, the pink sequin thing.
With
that
thing going
the ruffles
right, yeah.
And the weird angles. Alexis, you were on something else.
Well, they're
that,
all on a different planet. So,
anywho,
Yada wins.
She should have had, like, a really sexy, like, long, slinky black dress with, like, a back all the way out and just straight hair.
Why don't you join the show, Courtney?
Because I want to be a queen when I grow up.
We know you can talk.
Yeah.
We know you have the tools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would you know that, Kenny?
Oh, I'm just speaking from personal experience.
I know. You're my
Moving
stalker.
Right along.
Yep,
and
yep.
So that was awkward. Yada wins.
Like, we're not touching that one.
And
last night. No, I'm kidding.
Alexis Sofia, you're still talking.
Oh, I know.
Really?
It's horrible.
Speaking of talking, didn't we just, well, I think Courtney made a comment about how you hate them talking back to the judges. And of course,
yes.
Shangela does it again.
Yeah.
Trying to over explain herself.
Yeah.
And Alexis Mateo did it too. And
What did she say?
I would wear that or whatever.
Bam.
Yeah.
I would wear that on the red carpet. I love it. No, you look fat, Trick. Period. Just take it, move with it, and move on.
No, but I think they were given the opportunity to express.
Nah. No, I know it's editing. I get it, but
yeah.
She still could have said, "Oh, I left my dress, but I can see what you're saying. You like give it back to him."
Right on. Okay, so
because they're right.
So Alexis Mateo and Shanji, bottom two.
Shanji. And they lip sync.
Now my thing is like I love watching drag shows, and I love when they do fast songs and slow songs. But I'm more interested in singing upbeat, up-tempo songs. And the song lame. Was a beautiful song by Fantasia.
So lame.
She sang it amazingly, though.
Lame.
But it was just like
I don't want to see them like do like slow interpretive dance.
Exactly.
Like I want to see some diva shit.
I felt like
sorry.
Can we take her mic away?
Diva stuff. You
know, okay.
Diva stuff.
Side note: last week when we were doing the game, my mic was shut down.
That's because I run ish. Okay.
So well, it's my turn to run it, and I won't allow you to use that language.
Whatever.
Okay. Reframe.
Whatever, Kenny.
Back to me.
And I gotta say, somehow on iTunes, out of all the shows, Drag Queen made it up and has a little clean.
Yes, little, I saw that too.
I was like, out of all the shows, but they was not listening.
They obviously were not listening to
but
what
I will
we were
say,
discussing.
Drag Queen has beaten out, just that one episode has beaten out American Idol, which was our top show.
Awesome.
There you go.
It's because I'm with you, Kenny.
Whoop. No, it's because I'm running things.
See, now Kenny got to give her back her princess points.
I know. We've done this point system before, and it doesn't work.
Because you're such a hater.
I'm not a hater. So, Shanji and Alexis, bottom two.
Sing a lame song. They both were lame. I mean,
how do you judge that?
I don't know. I was going to ask you, when they clipped to, who was it, Manila, that was like, Alexis was giving her life
from her body,
from her soul, and was moving all of it. Did I miss something?
I think he fell asleep.
Okay,
she was performing
that's what
from
it was.
Her body.
Yeah. Man, she had a lot of body to perform.
Body.
From. So Alexis won. She Shantae. What is it? Shantae. She stayed.
Sashayed
away. And then Shangela sashayed
away.
But, and this is a big but. First time they've ever had this. They get to bring back one queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? I really got excited about that.
I'm so.
Really?
But yeah. Jesse said, you guys know more about the business. So do you think it's because the ratings are so good? Or
I do think it's because of the ratings, because now they've already done this twice. And
was this the second time they've done this?
Remember they
eliminate someone.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. And that was the first time in drag history.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they usually do stuff like this. I mean, this is the third season now. So obviously the first season of Drag Race
was.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tried to throw it on VH1. So
yes,
they're gonna get more viewers that way.
Right.
So now this has gotta be the highest rating of all seasons.
Right.
Which is interesting.
And it's triple
all
the prize
right
money
now.
Too.
Right.
And not only that, but the characters that they have this season, a little more.
They're much more animated.
Entertaining,
zany,
animated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can you not relate to any of them, but...
I relate to
I
them, Jesse.
I think you relate to them. I relate to them.
Okay.
They're like
to
a bunch of bitchy girls at a, like, beauty contest.
Language.
Dude, I can't say bitchy. Like, bitchy
language.
Is like an adjective.
Whatever.
Hey, yo, last week we was dropping the F-bomb too many times, so this is
light work?
This is light work.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, so it's definitely, I feel it's definitely.
Dude, I'm trying to figure out what else should I say other than bitchy. Can you look it up in the Urban Dictionary? Because apparently my language skills are not proper.
Urban Dictionary to the drag show?
This is a lady-like show.
Okay, what do you say other than bitchy? Like, what's the proper lady-like way to say bitchy?
They're queenie. They're
queenie. I'm not saying queenie.
Catty.
I'm saying
they're catty. There you go. Catty.
Okay, fine. Catty's lame, but it's not the same. Whatever.
You just want to say bitchy.
Doesn't have the same bite behind
bitchy
it.
Bitchy means something. Like,
like you.
Specific. Yes.
Bitchy.
I can be bitchy.
And you can say bitchy on the radio.
Oh, good.
It's Britney, bitch.
It's not a bad one. I'm back, bitch.
So that was
it. Tomorrow. Sorry. Britney Spears plug for the 9,000th time this tonight.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Have you been plugging it all day long?
Dog, we've been talking about Britney, like, oh, Britney gosh. References. I told a Dancing with the Stars chick she needs to follow Britney's life, and she would understand what she needs to do on the dance floor. Like.
Okay, so take that, Britney, and apply it to RuPaul's Drag Race. Go.
I don't think you need Britney to apply to RuPaul's Drag Race. I think that RuPaul is her own shining example, and I was in love with her wig.
RuPaul's wig.
With the feathers.
Actually, I wasn't
so
too happy.
Hater. I loved it.
I thought it was like,
Let's jump on that point real quick, since Courtney, you're kind of ripping, because I have a personal thing with Kenny's sense of style.
Oh.
And for the longest time, I've been trying with everybody I'm associated with to buy an actual decent pair of athletic shoes.
You are so cute. Oh.
No.
Oh.
I finally went to the Beverly Center because I hate the Beverly Center.
I'm not a fan of the Beverly Center.
Me neither.
Exactly.
So wherever I go
shoe shopping, I always look at the sale rack.
Tell them where you got your last pair of shoes, your most recent before the Beverly Center.
Where?
Online.
Online. Okay. So
how do you buy shoes online?
Okay, so I bought shoes online. Blah blah blah.
You only do that once you've tried them on in the store and you can't find your size and you have to go look for it.
Okay, so I bought the shoes online. I bought two pairs actually because I couldn't figure out which ones I wanted. So I bought them, tried them both on, and sent them back. So I don't have them. So we finally go shoe shopping, and we walk in, and I hate shopping for shoes. It's just if there's a big wall of shoes, I don't want to shop for shoes.
Well,
so I tell Cameron, I say, Cameron. Shop for my shoes, pick out shoes, and I'll buy them. I'll try them on, and I'll buy them. If I like them, I'm buying them. So
he gave you a hard time, Cameron. Was that what that head was about?
No. Okay. Well, I was like, hey, these shoes are cute.
No, he fought the whole time.
I did.
And I said, just put them on. He puts them on, because we have another friend, too. Puts them on. I had to do the same thing with this other friend to convince them.
Aww.
Put them on. You have to see what they look like on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't buy stuff online, especially when it comes to shoes. He puts them on. He started stomping up and down the store.
Bitchy.
I even rolled up my jeans. It's like, oh, these are cute. These are cute.
So cut back, though. How are we relating this to?
You were clocking me on my
because,
style.
Yeah, I like the wig with the feathers.
Yes.
That's where we're going with this.
Oh. How could you
but
not?
Kenny did not like the wig with the feather.
I did not.
That's because you don't know anything.
Motioning from head to toe.
What?
I mean, you're in all black right now.
Whatevs. And... stop hating.
Where's your
So that was that. That was the end of the episode. I thought it was an amusing episode, as always.
It's always amusing.
Yeah.
Especially while they're preparing
to
come out. It's the best part.
So, So we have a winner, and we have a loser, and someone's coming back.
Who do you think's coming back?
I don't know. We can do that in predictions. Hello, this is my show.
I don't want to.
There's
do
a format.
I just hope it's not Shangela. Sorry.
If it is Shangela, like you came back two times.
I know.
That's
so
what
you
I think
better
of
win.
You're like the biggest loser in life right now. If you come back again and don't do anything.
So yeah.
All right.
So that was the show, and now we're going to roll over to a commercial.
All right, and I just want to say, after the commercial break, we have a special message from our network, from the queen of our network.
Yes, we got to play.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
You'll mean it's an experience.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347-855-8269. Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
But then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig will come off.
Let that wig come off, baby.
No! What?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
Greetings, fans of AfterBuzz TV. During last week's AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition, certain questionable actions and behavior took place on the part of our hosts. The parties involved have been reprimanded, and further ramifications are pending following a more in-depth review. In the meantime, AfterBuzz TV would like to publicly apologize to the dedicated AfterBuzz TV hosts of the Glee edition and the American Idol edition, and to the AfterBuzz community in general. While we continue to provide you with the finest in after-show entertainment, as well as a platform for free speech and opinion, we are sensitive to the feelings of others. We ask you for your patience and forgiveness in these trying times, and look forward to your continued support.
It's like the ninth time I've heard this shit.
Okay, guys, and we're back. Thank you, Jesse, for playing that for us.
I'm sorry, but for the rest of the week, we're required to play this during every show. So.
Every show, baby.
Oh, so I get to hear you again tomorrow.
We need to make sure we're...
Because we're winning.
Fully apologetic for the inappropriate behaviors of our...
We're winning.
Peeps.
Yay.
So, this is normally our special topics segment, but we're just going to go right into our news and gossip. Unless I'm going to open up the floor. If anyone has anything they want to say, share for special topics, you're more than welcome to. If not, we're going to roll over to Jesse.
I got a special topic.
Okay.
Wait. Where's my drag queen?
Okay, so let's just get it all out.
I was just going to
okay,
say,
so,
who did you see last night?
Oh.
You seeing these hoes around.
First of all, I did not know that certain drag queens had PR people.
Yes.
So I actually did research. There's, and I found PR people for a couple of my time. You've had your time. You've asked a question. Now I'm going to answer it. So, oh, gee, thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, so, that was for the research.
Oh, see, that's exactly.
Me and Jesse on the same wavelength.
Whatever. Okay, so. I got in touch with Shangela's people or person. It's only one person. And we tried to get, you know, them to come into the show. She wasn't available. She was out of town. Yada, yada, yada.
That was the message you
That was the message that I received last week that she was out of town. So last night I'm tracing through West Hollywood, which if people, you're not aware of West Hollywood, the Santa Monica Boulevard is Boys Town. So I'm, you know, I'm being happy-go-lucky. I'm minding my own business. And I am...
That's your happy-go-lucky.
That's my happy-go-lucky.
You're quite jolly.
Exactly.
Having a few drinks.
As soon as I cut the corner, it's the corner of Robertson and Santa Monica. As soon as I hit the corner, guess who I run into?
Shangela.
I was so happy.
Did you
for
talk
some
to
reason,
her?
I stopped her. I said, "Hey, what's going on? You should be on our show."
I was waiting for some eerie Martian music.
And I told her, I said, "You know, I've been in touch. I've been in touch with Jeff, your PR person, and you know, we're trying to get you on the show." She's like, "Oh yeah, yeah, we'd love to do the show. We'd love to do the show." And it's like, blah blah blah. So I gave her my business card, and it just, you know, it has my cell phone, my email, blah blah. I said, "You can call in, you know, whatever." Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So. As of today, I haven't heard anything from her.
Shangela, stanky bitch.
Really? She may be listening.
But
you scared her away, Kenny.
You're
stalking her.
I was not stalking her.
I love you.
Just tramp around West Hollywood looking for some drag queens.
Well, it would have been different if I was actually dressed in drag. You know what I mean? I was not.
So you were drunk trying to book somebody for your show.
I was not drunk.
What kind of professional AfterBuzz behavior?
I was not drunk. I had a few cocktails.
There'll be another apology next week.
I know.
Shameful.
But for us that don't know the industry, though, I don't deal with publicists. I guess now I know out of town is code for. I'll be in
at
West
the
Hollywood.
Abbey. It's Black Night at the Abbey. That's where I'll be on Sunday. You can find me there. Yeah. No, I was nice. I didn't put her on the spot. I just said, hey, we would love to have you, even if you can call in for us. Mm-hmm. You know. So that was my weekend special topic. I ran into Shangela, and I was actually really happy. And this is not the first time I've run into her. Whoop, whoop. There you go.
That was your long-winded response for Where the Hell My Drag Queen Is.
Okay.
And basically,
so,
your response was not here. I didn't book nobody.
Well, I feel like I'm looking across the table at one.
Oh, yes, sometimes. Because I am such a beautiful diva and you just wish you were this hot.
No, because you're tucking right now. And
tucking what? You're the one that holds it in and like can suck it in spontaneously sitting at the table, as we discovered last week.
Are you jealous?
Not at all, honey. That scares me.
Why does that scare
because
you?
Because I told you last week, we're women. We can't like suck in our labia suddenly and like be like, oh, it's up in
Why
there.
Why would
like,
you want to,
Well,
though?
That's the point. Like, how
because
do you just...
Because some have beef curtains.
What is that?
I hate that word. Wait. And I haven't heard beef curtains. I usually hear meat curtains, and I was like, that is the worst.
Those are the
worst.
Only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.
What is that, though?
That's almost worse. That's worse than the C word. I can't say the P word either, but...
What's the P word?
All right.
It's not
as well in Hawaii. It's not as bad because we say teriyaki blinds.
Oh my god!
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
You know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
You're meat not
curtains.
Anything. Something out of nature.
Oh, it's so depressing if you have meat curtains. Oh, it's so bad.
This is a learning experience. I love this.
Hey, I learned about tucking last week, now you're learning about
me
curtains.
We're going to have to do another public apology.
Kenny's going to come with a pocket drag.
I will deliver a drag queen. They may not be a part of the show. I may just pick them up on the way over here, but I will bring you a drag queen.
I don't want a random one. I want a cool
She'll
one.
She'll be all the way from Manila. It'll be one of our...
Who do you want to see?
I want
the most.
The most? Oh, God, that's hard.
I think it would be great if we can get Shanji into the studio.
I don't know, because, you know, Shanji, you're good.
Pandora.
You're not amazing.
Pandora's last season.
I kind of want Carmen.
I'm pretty sure I can
and Yada.
Find her.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Carmen.
We have to
if
find
I
a
Yada,
translator.
So that's why it would be so much fun. Can you imagine with this show? don't speak the English either. That would be all bad.
That's bad when you say the English.
The English.
And for those of you...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV.
Isabel Mora is a co-host from the game, so...
And she don't speak the English.
And she don't speak the English either. So now we're going to jump it over to Jesse and the entertainment news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I'm about to read the biography of Elizabeth Taylor.
I know, right? Longest.
Thanks,
Kenny.
Okay,
I tried to condense it, it would have made sense. It would have made sense.
So, sit back, relax. Elizabeth Taylor's estimated $360 million may land in the hands of manager and close friend Jason Winters, on whom Taylor relied in her final years, according to the Daily Mail. Winters, who's openly gay, met Miss Taylor in the late 1990s. Look, I'm like Romeo over here.
Right?
Through their work with AIDS victims, they too developed a strong friendship that included vacations at Winters' home in Hawaii. After Taylor's last marriage with Larry Fortensky failed, she collapsed into depression and Winters provided constant comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Gossip Columns reported Taylor was madly in love with Winters and there was a speculation of the two were to be engaged in 2010. Since her death, Daily Mail reports that if Winters did receive the inheritance, he would administer the funds through a trust to her AIDS charity. Taylor's four children believe Winters will inherit the sum once the will reads because of the numerous fights around their mother's worth that happened over the past year. There was so much we could have cut out of that, Kenny. Send this to my email before we go.
You know what?
You need
okay,
help.
People.
It's okay. I know. Reading is
Courtney,
a challenge.
You be
and
quiet
editing,
over there.
Of course.
So, I mean, I think this is great. I mean, he will become a multimillionaire.
I don't know. You think it's great?
I think it's great. I mean, he's gay. He's getting a million.
He's gay and he's rich now.
And he's
awesome.
Rich. I'm rich, bitch. Yeah, that's right.
He's living the dream.
He's living the dream.
Well, she loved him, I guess. If she left it to him, she left it to him.
I say,
if I was one of her kids, I'd be bitter, but such is life.
That's true.
Such is life.
All right, Broadway actor Christine Borley has landed the male lead opposite Deborah Messing in NBC's Broadway theme pilot Smash, which is based on an idea by Steven Spielberg. The pilot from the DreamWorks TV and UMS follows a cross-section of characters who come together to put on a Marilyn Monroe musical on Broadway led by the musical's gay composer Tom Borley. The lyricist Julia, who's played by Messing, Also previously cast in the pilot are Jack Davenport, Megan Hilty, and Catherine McPhee. Worley was nominated for a Tony in 2007 for Legally Blonde.
Go Cat.
Yeah, what? At least Catherine McPhee's doing something.
I was
going
to say,
yeah.
She got a job. That's nice.
Well, you know,
she's out of the hospital years later.
Yeah.
Wait, she was in the hospital?
Yeah, for anorexia.
Oh.
Again?
That sucks.
That's what I'm saying. I'm good. Well, claps for Catherine.
There is no surprise there. I hope she's done with the blonde thing, because that was a bad plan.
Did she have a baby? She had a child. Did she not?
I don't believe so.
She got married, right, Catherine?
She's up married. She married, but I don't think she
I don't know.
It's been years, so.
Either way, blonde, not a good plan, Kat. Go back to the brunette. And can she act?
I don't know. We'll find out.
She acted as a singer.
True that. This show sounds kind of crazy, though.
All right, well, speaking of blonde, Lady Gaga reached another milestone in her life. Kenny, dude, is this just a personal thing?
I love Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Who is not 25?
I love Lady Gaga.
Ooh, Courtney, do you have an AfterBuzz exclusive for us?
No.
Yeah, she is 25.
Sure she is.
Yeah, she is.
Well, she reached another milestone in her life turning 25, and it seems that her pals didn't forget their Queen Bee on her big day. In fact, the singer even got some birthday love from herself, drawing on a table at a restaurant. If I had to give it all back, but got to keep my fans, that'd be okay, she wrote on Twitter. She included a photo of a drawing she made that reads, Happy Birthday Me, with hearts all around it.
I love Lady Gaga, and I would put her in my news anytime.
Why is that
anytime. Because we love Gaga.
I should have read this before.
She was born this way.
Oh,
that was over Gaga.
Yes. Why?
Yes.
Do news. No one cares? But news. Am I the only one that cares about what Gaga does?
I cared until Born This Way, and I was like, oh, come on.
Oh.
Boo. Big old nay.
I love you, Gaga. Keep doing what you're doing.
Come on, Britney. Woo!
Yep. Tomorrow morning, Good Morning America.
Good Morning
and
America.
That's
GMA, baby.
TV news and gossip for Drag Race for this Monday, March 28th, 2011.
Alrighty, kids. Now we're wrapping up, and we're going to move right on into our predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we got a couple of things that we can predict. Number one, we're going to predict who's going to come back next week. So let's go around the table. No, I'm not going to start with you, Courtney. Let's start with Christina. Who's coming back next week?
Against my better judgment, I think it's going to be Shangela.
Cameron.
I'm going to go with one of the big Delta. Delta.
Jesse.
Delta Work.
Delta Work.
Delta Work.
Jesse.
I'm going to say, well, I don't really remember her name, but she looked like a crow. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Thank you.
A crow?
Yo, her cheekbones were...
I cannot remember her name.
What are they called? They called...
Exactly. Wait, was she a big girl?
When you put lots of makeup on, they call it beat. Yo, her cheeks
Oh, are you talking about Mariah?
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love Mariah.
She looked like a crow.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
That's a crow.
She just didn't have much personality.
No.
Anyway.
Courtney?
I'm going to say I want Carmen to come back.
No one's want Carmen to come back.
Because I like Carmen.
I want Shangela to come back because that brings the drama back. And if she comes back for a third time, that would be just...
Hasn't she been in the bottom, like,
three times
in a row?
She was kicked off the first season. She was the first castaway. And then she...
came back. Had to sing for her life three times.
The first episode of this season, she had to sing for her life.
Dude.
So I would love to bring her back and just get her...
Hopefully like, she'll just, like, do it.
Yeah.
Come back and do it.
Literally.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
Hopefully.
Okay, so that was one prediction. The second one, if whoever they bring back, of the
who's
four remaining.
Right back off.
Yeah, who of the four remaining, who do you think is going to leave next
That'll
week, Christina?
Hilarious.
Shangela.
Again.
Who do you think?
9,670.
No, we're talking about out of the four remaining, we're just going to not think about the fifth person that's coming back.
What?
Who's coming?
Name,
who's,
is her name Yara?
Yara.
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 Yara Sofia.
I'm not sleeping on her.
Heck no. Yeah. Yara is tricky, and she knows what she's doing.
So
who do you think is going
to
go?
So.
I have to say, I'm sorry for the Philippines. I think they're going to have to go home.
No.
Manila. I like Manila, too.
I love her. She's my favorite.
I think Chubby Bunny's going to go home.
I think.
What is? I'm like, what's her name?
Alexis Mateo.
Alexis Mateo.
You never know. She might pull out another military outfit, another story.
She has a lot of stories. Jesse, you have any predictions in there?
I'm with Alexis.
Amen.
So am I.
Second that.
And that's it. And that's going to wrap us up for tonight, our AfterBuzz RuPaul Drag Race Edition.
You can release now, Kenny.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. That
was like the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.